And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. Yesterday's Tulsa Native American Day was held virtually again this year due to the pandemic, but participants say that was in line with this year's theme, Rise to Resilience. Several tribal leaders spoke about Indigenous peoples' histories of weathering adversity. Here's Quapaw Chairman Joseph Bird.
As we come together to celebrate Native American Day, it is important to recognize that we are still here because our ancestors were resilient. And we continue this resiliency because future generations are depending on us to carry the flame.
Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear of the Osage Nation spoke about what makes Tulsa unique for Native people.
The city here is the only city in the United States shared by three Native American traditional reservation boundaries.
Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. said tribes have displayed leadership and resilience over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic, and they've continued to stand firm against anti-sovereignty rhetoric from Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt in the wake of last year's Supreme Court ruling that found much of Oklahoma is still tribal land.
Our governor would like to go backwards, towards anti-Indian policy days, before tribal self-determination, instead of embracing cooperation and change.
During much of the COVID pandemic, Stitt has described tribal sovereignty gains as the state's most pressing issue. There's been a notable increase lately in the number of Oklahomans on parole being sent back to prison. The Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board had 14 revocation cases last month.
In March 2020, after having several months with no revocation hearings, that was the amount of hearings that it took just to get caught up for the previous, I believe, 5 months. And that's how many we're seeing every month now.
General Counsel Kyle Count says many of the new revocation cases are from administrative parole, a streamlined process that lets some nonviolent offenders be released without hearings before the board. Counts told the board that increase seems to match increased use of the process, and he thinks conditions caused by the pandemic may be largely to blame for people losing contact with their parole officers. The administrative parole process in Oklahoma was created by state legislation in 2018 and first used in 2019. I'm Chris Polanski. You're listening to KWGS News.